Welcome to Italy Beyond the Obvious, where you can get free luxury travel advice just by listening. I'm Katie Sewell.
I'm Madeline Jawar.
Madeline creates customized Italy itineraries for independent travelers, something she's been doing for 20 years, and she founded her company Italy Beyond the Obvious in 2008. Today we're talking about luxury travel. What makes a luxury trip for you?
My idea of a luxury trip is, you know, it's not necessarily the red carpet and the black limo. For me, it's about having the time to enjoy whatever is in front of me. Being able to enjoy means I've slept well, so that certainly means a comfortable hotel. It means that I'm eating well, so that certainly means nice meals, but that could just be a nice, fresh piece of bread that was baked locally. It doesn't have to be a Michelin star restaurant every single night. And it could just be being able to enjoy what's in front of me. So I'm sitting by the seaside, drinking a glass of Prosecco, watching the sunset. That's luxury for me because I don't have to do anything. I don't have to worry about making a dinner reservation. Things have been taken care of. So time and energy are the luxuries. What about you?
I really, really don't like to plan trips. I guess in some ways it's the same as what you're saying, but I don't want to have to figure out where we're staying, how we're getting there. The trips I've been on that I've enjoyed the most were trips where somebody else figured all that out. Even booking the flight. I love travel agents because I don't want to have to do all the research. I want somebody else to do it for me.
Yeah, well, and it's, you can get into kind of analysis paralysis, or, you know, you can start spending a lot of time on it, every little decision. Yeah, it's easier for somebody to just say, based on who you are and what you like, go here and do this and you'll love it. And then it's like, great, okay, sign me up.
You've been working with luxury travelers for so many years. What got you into being interested in luxury travel?
So when I started working in the travel industry, I was a guide. And I was guiding hiking and biking tours in Italy. And I was working with a luxury tour operator, Butterfield and Robinson. So I got to know the luxury traveler very well, even though I was still in my backpacking era myself when I did my own trips. I was working as a guide, staying in 4- and 5-star hotels, eating in Michelin star restaurants. And I just got to know what luxury travelers wanted. I got to know them very well, what the priorities were. For many years, I just gave advice to friends and family. But when I started really putting together my business, I understand that luxury traveler very well. It was a very clear demographic that I had lots of experience with. And so it was kind of an obvious place to start. I don't like staying in 2-star hotels. I don't think it's worth the savings anymore. So now I'm more can empathize with those type of travelers. I mean, that's how I like to travel too.
Well, because traveling can be terribly exhausting if you're always searching for that deal and then you never really get to stay in anywhere that's very relaxing.
Yeah, and it's kind of also about the time it takes to plan your trip. And if you don't have a lot of time, you want to enjoy the time that you have. We don't get very much vacation in North America, do we? So a lot of people contact me and they say, I've got this many days. I've got 12 days. That's it. Or I've got 14 days and 2 of those are travel days and that's it. They want to have their family vacation or they've never been to Italy before. And there's a certain number of things they want to cover or they definitely want some off the beaten track time in there. And so things have to go smoothly. That's their luxury. That's where they say, this is the time I have with my family. This is a luxury to me to just go to Italy. This is my bucket list trip. This is my trip of a lifetime. This is my grandparents taking the parents and the kids trip. And so for them, it's about the time. It's about really maximizing that time. And so the time is limited because it's vacation. There's a good word in Italian for this. It's caricato, which is like, it's kind of dense. Like it's important. Every minute is more important than it would be in daily life. It's the time that you're creating your memories. That's not to say that you have to do a lot. That's not to say that you have to be running around every minute to make the most of those minutes, but it's quality time. So it all has to flow right.
Yeah, not end up with a bunch of hassles, basically. That in itself is partly where the luxury comes in. Look at each other and be together and have experiences rather than logistics.
Exactly. Yeah, right. You want to enjoy the time you have and not think about what are we going to do for dinner tonight? What are we going to do tomorrow? Do we have those tickets for next week? We're in Venice. We want to listen to Vivaldi. Where's the best place to go? You don't want to be thinking about any of that. You want to be enjoying the people around you and you're getting the best of what you wanted.
If that's the sort of trip you want where you have a lot of quality time, but you still want to see Vivaldi, is it hard to find that balance where you're not over scheduling yourself, where you constantly have something that you have to get to as far as a tour? Or I suppose there's some travelers that want to be running from one thing to another to another. I mean, so some of this is trying to figure out what kind of a traveler you want to be and then somehow striking that balance. How do you help people figure that out?
You know, we work with independent travelers. That means that they have traveled before. And I am the first person to say that if somebody has never had a passport in their life, that Italy Beyond the Obvious might not be the best fit for that traveler, because we plan everything in advance and we are available 24/7 for over the phone support, but we do not hold your hand. You need to be able to read a map. You need to be able to walk from your hotel to that restaurant. You need to be able to pull out a phrase book and order from a menu, because we're not sending you to tourist places with English menus. We work with people who have traveled before, and many times people contact us to say, we've been to Italy before. And so the question does start with, what kind of traveler are you? And I'll just say, in the first conversation, tell me about your favorite trips. Tell me about your trip of a lifetime. Tell me about the best day that you've had on a previous trip, or tell me about a day as you envision it on this trip. I mean, I work with people who want to be up and they want to get going and they want to be busy and they want things booked all day. And for them, the logistics have to flow seamlessly. They cannot fall behind at 8:30 in the morning, because then the dominoes fall and the whole day is affected. Other people will say, you know, we want one thing booked a day. And this happens a lot with families with kids. They'll say, we want one thing booked a day, but we want to know what we might do if we have the energy and the time in the afternoon. And so we'll actually make one booking a day. And then in the afternoon, it'll be like, here are some suggestions. Here's a great museum. You don't need to book it in advance. Here are some shops that open at 4. Here's some good shops for shoes. I really spend a lot of time on this with people, because during the planning, it's really easy to be so enthusiastic. We plan a lot of like bucket trips and trips of a lifetime for people. They've saved for this Italy trip. We get a lot of people saying, I don't have a budget. I want what I want. And so that doesn't mean that it's going to be expensive, but they're happy to spend the money, but it just has to be worth it. And so you've got a lot riding on these trips. We want to make sure that they are not exhausted on day two. Like, I will sit and I will say to them, if you are flying from the West Coast, please sleep in on your first day in Italy. Please, let's not book anything at 9 o'clock in the morning, because your body's going to think it's midnight. It's going to be tough to get up. Like, let yourself sleep in a couple hours that first day.
I could see how some of those conversations would twist and turn all over the place, because it's not a question we ask ourselves all the time. What kind of a traveler am I? What do I really want?
Right, right. Exactly.
I don't know about you, but I've been on so many trips that were led by other people or big family gatherings where there was no plan. There's just been all these trips that you think that represents who I am, but it's not necessarily represents what kind of a traveler you would be if you're doing your dream vacation.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And to that point, some people say, I want to be treated like a VIP. I want a black limo. I love a red carpet. Exclusive experiences. You know, I want to go to the Sistine Chapel when it's empty, and I don't care that it costs $3,500. That's the type of luxury experience that I'm looking for. And other people say, no, I want authentic. I want to meet the farmer. I want to
be on the farm.
Be on the farm. Yeah. I want to walk through the grapes with the winemaker. That person also might say, I don't care how much that costs. The point is that they want to get into the authentic Italy.
So if we were going to break it down so that people listening to this episode have something to think through, maybe if we were to lay out different categories of traveler, it would help us identify which one we land in.
Time mixed with energy, time combined with energy. It's about having the energy to enjoy the time that you have. I want to sleep well so that when I have time to go on that bike ride in Tuscany, I am really feeling alive. I had the time to have a good night's rest, and now I'm biking through the hills of Tuscany, and I'm just enjoying every moment. And that could be a guided bike ride with a van that is not far behind me, with somebody drives the van. Then if I stop and want to buy some pottery or some olive oil, I can give it to the person in the van and they can meet me at the end of the day with my purchases. That kind of experience is in the $300 a day experience. Or I could rent a bike for 10 euros for half a day, or 20 euros for half a day, and I could get on my bike and I could have a map and I could still bike through the hills of Tuscany, and I'm more independent, and then I'm discovering it on my own. I'm not following somebody who's showing me around. So I've got that sense of making Italy my own. You know, a lot of people, they want that discovering aspect. They don't want their hand held. They don't want to be taken around Italy by somebody where they're following and somebody else is leading. They want those experiences that are safe, but where they can explore a little bit. For some people, luxury is about the hotels. And I've had people say to me, let's start with the hotels. A hotel can almost be a destination unto itself. These hotels have Michelin star restaurants in them. They have unbelievable service. They have concierges. They have workout centers and wellness centers and kids clubs. And you can get family suites. And so a hotel can be huge for many luxury travelers.
I've stayed in a luxury hotel once that had an infinity pool that was also on the beach. So if you laid back in the pool, it almost looked as if you were laying in the ocean, except it was much warmer. In fact, I don't think I left the hotel the entire time I was in that town.
You don't want to leave the hotel sometimes in those towns. Yeah, it's so comfortable. And that's where you relax. I mean, you just recharge and unplug and do all the things you're supposed to do on vacation. On the other hand, some people want to be out. Some people are like, I do not spend time in my hotel. I mean, I've had people say to me, I sleep in my hotel and I want to look out the window. When I'm in the hotel, I want a view. And I've had quite a few people say this to me. They say, I don't need a big hotel room. I don't need an expensive hotel room. I need a view and I need somewhere to sit and look at the view. And actually in Italy, space is at such a premium that not very many hotel rooms actually have room for a chair.
Yeah.
Which, see, in the US, in North America, we have bigger hotel rooms that have chairs in them. That's not as common in Italy because the space is so limited. And same with a bathtub. A shower takes up so much less space that if a hotel has a bathtub, it's considered a higher end room because it takes up more square footage. But some people say, I'm not going to be in the hotel. What I want are experiences. I want to be riding through the countryside in that Vespa. And the people who want exclusive experiences, maybe they want to be going over Capri in a helicopter, or they want to be in a yacht. They want to drive a Ferrari, which is an example of something that's actually not that expensive. And these people say, a hotel is great. I need a good night's sleep, but I am going to be out doing stuff.
It's about having one amazing experience after another.
Exactly.
The things you've always dreamed of doing and have never gotten the chance to do.
Yes, exactly.
Or maybe you do it every year. Either way, it's those special experiences.
Yeah, maybe. And we work with people year after year after year. We do Emilia Romagna with them one year and they do a foodie tour. Then we do the Dolomites with them and they do a hiking tour. Then we do the Riviera, the Italian Riviera and the Cinque Terre and that area, and they do a seaside fishing villages tour. Then they go to Umbria in the fall and they do like a foodie fall tour where it's about olive oil and wine and truffles and pork, of course, in Umbria. But people come back to us. And once we get to know these people, then obviously we know them and we can create a trip that they love.
Yeah. You asked me earlier about what makes a luxury trip for me. And I said, I don't want to plan it. Part of that also for me is having people on hand who can help me out. You mentioned the van following the bike. I'd like to have a van that can pick me up and drive me to wherever we decide to go that day. I love that. Particularly if the van has somebody who knows a lot about the history of wherever we are. Is that another category of people like me who want to have people who help me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe it's a private shopper who takes you to stores that you're interested in, that you want to go to, so you're not zigzagging around the city. Maybe it's a private chef who arrives in your villa an hour before you do and has started making dinner, and you can sit down to dinner. Or maybe it's a private chef that arrives and does a cooking class in your villa. And of course, we provide, Italy Beyond the Obvious provides on-trip support. Service is not a given in Italy. It's not the customer is always right. You get a lot at these high-end hotels, but in general, customer service in Italy is nothing like what we are used to in North America.
It's true. I when you said the personal shopper, I was thinking about how convenient that would be, because I love Italy. I love being there, but I also don't speak the language very well. And because Italy has so many specialized shops, it's not like you can walk into a Nordstrom's. You have to walk into a glove shop and then a hat shop and then a shoe shop. It's oftentimes so specific. And if you have no way of saying what you are looking for, it's hard to get those things that look good from behind the counter to come across the counter so you can try them on.
Well, that's true too. Yeah, that's true too. And you're right. Like, you have, Italians tend to go to lots of smaller stores rather than one larger store. There's that pausa in the middle of the day. So stores close from 12:30-ish to 4-ish. And some of them are open more. And so if you just kind of wander around the city without having a plan, it's pretty easy to either miss the little boutique that you might have liked or show up to a place when it's closed or not open yet. It requires a little bit of a plan, especially somewhere like Rome. Rome is a good example where a personal shopper is, I mean, you know, you've lived in Rome. I mean, it's, you can get tired walking up and down all those hills.
Yes. But at the same point, you can go into an old-fashioned glove shop, put your elbow on the pillow, and have somebody actually fit you for a perfectly fitting pair of gloves, which you don't get in the United States.
Have you done that? That sounds like something...
I've watched a friend do it.
Wow.
Again, I would have needed some sort of Italian-speaking ability to be able to discuss what I wanted. I felt like it was too overwhelming to actually do it myself, but I always wished I had done it myself. So I need one of these people.
I can set you up.
Okay. Are there any other categories?
Yeah, so I would say the people that are luxury travelers talk about having time and energy. We get requests for hotels, as I've said. We get requests for exclusive experiences that are kind of in the VIP category, and also authentic experiences that might not be VIP, but they definitely take some setting up. You need to book that winemaker at the Barolo vineyard in Piedmont ahead of time. It's authentic. They're not going to treat you like a VIP. They're not rolling out the red carpet for you, but they're tough to book. They require some connections and some advanced planning and some flexibility sometimes on the part of the traveler. We also get requests for people that say, I want quote unquote the best. I want the best guides. I want the best hotels. It's my dream trip. It's my bucket list trip. It's, I don't know when I'm coming back to Italy next time trip. And so we just want it to be the best. We get that quite often. You talked about the luxury being a stress-free trip that you didn't have to plan. We get this for our multi-generational trips a lot. There's one point of contact who's